There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I got a couple David Stearns, but before I do that, so I played the day just to kind of put a wrap on this. The Dave Roberts thing was talking about the clip on the Mookie Betts podcast about how he acknowledged he would have been nervous coming or going back to Los Angeles for a game six had they lost game five and been from 3-0 to 3-2. Here he is just as he kind of finished the thought, talking about how the mind would then start to wander, and then all of a sudden you start to think about what could be.
Then you're going to start potentially being part of history in the wrong way, mm-hmm. a team that gave up a 3-0, because it's never been done in the World Series. We did it in the ALCS, the Yankees versus the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that was the fear of going back. So to your point, yes, I managed with urgency.
Now that tells me he's sitting there in the dugout down 5-0 thinking, holy crap, yep. We're going back up 3-2 and this is a series now. So that was very interesting. In terms of the Mets, they did qualifying offers to Alonzo Manaea and Severino. Here was David Stearns from these meetings yesterday essentially saying, yes, they've got a good budget and they've got money to spend, but they're not going to spend just for the sake of spending. It's got to be for the right guy and for the right contract.
There are bounds to what we can do, and there are bounds not only this year, but there are bounds in future years. And we have to be cognizant of all of those bounds. So Steve is going to support what we think are our wise baseball initiatives. He's going to support those initiatives as much as any owner in baseball. And now it's our job to execute.
Now, one of the things that they asked him about as well, which I thought was interesting, are we not set on Mark Vientos being the third baseman? Wouldn't you think after this year?
Yeah, unless he moves to first.
Yeah, it depends on what goes on with Pete Alonso.
Maybe that's what the question was, because they were asking about what you're doing at first and third base, so maybe that's what he was referring to.
Yeah, well, I would take Bregman at third base and Vientos at first base if Pete Alonso went somewhere else.
Here was his answer.
I think we'll see how the market plays out. I think... we're fortunate. I think we have some infield depth. Obviously, Pete has been a big part of this team for a long time, and certainly we're going to keep in touch with him.
How about Bregman, Vientos, and Alonso? There are your first, third baseman, and DH. Right there, those three.
Pete's not going to be here. You can just tell. Like, you just hear it. Unless he decides to take like a one-year deal and try to have a better year going into free agency next year, The president of baseball operations just said, we'll keep in touch publicly about Pete Alonso.
I mean, if you're Pete Alonso, this is the moment for your money right now. Somebody will take him. Somebody will give him a big contract. I don't know if it would be a six-year contract. But
Willie
somebody.
Adames.
Yeah, you like that guy.
How about Santander?
I like him, too. That's who Al wants.
Why do you want Santander?
I want that guy from the A's.
The Brent Rooks?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
I thought you said you wanted Santander from the Orioles.
They're like equal to Juan Soto, and they're going to get nothing compared to Juan Soto. Well, I don't know why everyone's so hooked on Juan Soto.
You like Juan Soto. I like Juan Soto.
I actually think it's because his name is quick and easy to say. Like people go, Juan Soto, Juan Soto.
Well, Jerry loves Juan Soto.
Yeah, you can't
I love Juan Soto.
He does love Juan Soto.
You can't say Santander so quickly.
No, you can't say that quickly.
You like Juan Soto?
Yeah, well, of course. Who doesn't?
It's almost like liking Brandon Inge. It's kind of along those lines. I mean, that's how
you like
much
Inge.
I like Soto better than Inge.
I happen to like Inge a lot. I do. I happen to like his Inge.
What happened to Mike Ange?
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. That's over
like
10 years ago.
I
found a Brandon Inge signed baseball that I have. Somebody sent it to me. That was crazy. That was like 2 days ago.
That's worth the price of the baseball. Oh, man. So you got all the baseball stuff going on. In football, the Chiefs beat the Bucs in overtime 30-24. Kareem Hunt, the game winner from a couple of yards out, capping off a 106-yard night. Patrick Mahomes, two touchdown passes, both to DeAndre Hopkins. Here was Andy Reid talking about Mahomes and Hopkins. It was their first game together in Kansas City, and says you can see the connection already.
He's got a lot of trust in him, and you've seen DeAndre make those catches over his career. Get two great players thrown to each other, sometimes great things happen. And so it's not the way we drew it up, but it was a good finish.
It certainly finished. You're not kidding. Here's Todd Bowles. They had an opportunity to take the lead after scoring the touchdown with 27 seconds to go. Did you give any thoughts to going for two?
Very minor. We wanted to get it to overtime with the wet conditions on the field. We felt like we had to go in overtime instead of go for two. So we had our shots. You know, we lost the game.
They did, and they'll take on the 49ers this week. And it looks like Christian McCaffrey may play in that game as he was back on the practice field for the Niners yesterday. I'm going to play something because this is very relatable for me going back a few years. Interesting when you travel with NFL types, you better be early. Here was Joe Buck on the Jimmy Traina podcast. Don't be late for Troy Aikman.
We were in Cincinnati, staying in Kentucky in some little hotel, and our car is 4:30, and it's 4:20, and I get in there, and Troy's in the back seat, and I know it, Russell's not there, and I'm thinking, new guy. Troy's like, what are we waiting on? And Sean's like, we're waiting on Russell. Russell's not down here. He goes, this will be the last time we went on Russell.
So now I bring it back to me because I go to the Super Bowl in San Francisco, and who didn't get to the car fast enough after our show to go to dinner? Me. And who left without me? Him.
Oh, yeah. See ya.
Mm-hmm. And this dinner wasn't close.
Yeah, you're on your own ass. Yeah, I'm not waiting on you. Let's go.
And I had to find my way to dinner, which
you,
I did.
And you did.
And I wasn't late to the car either. I just wasn't early enough for you. Because I had to record one thing for that stupid next day show that we were doing.
Just so you know, I am on Tom Coughlin time.
And I am
That's
too.
All I'm saying.
But I had
it's the
to.
Way I've always lived it. This is the way I've always worked it. And this is the way it's always going
to
be.
I had to record.
I am inflexible when it comes to that.
But I had to record one thing for Eddie for the show.
Okay.
And you said you got 2 minutes and we're leaving. And you left.
See ya.
One of my favorite things in the world is when we're waiting to go somewhere and we don't know where Eddie is. And then you look around and it's like that original set. Squatch video. You just see him walking.
Oh, there he is. He's on his way. He's coming. My favorite was years and years ago, Boomer was taking us all to New Orleans on a nice plane. He was treating the staff, and we were all on the plane, and Eddie was... But you could see him miles away walking up slowly.
In no rush.
No rush.
Plane's not leaving without him, and it didn't. You did wait. In that regard, you did wait for him. The devil shut
up. I almost told the pilot to shut the plane and let's go. And not only let's go, let's turn the plane around and blast it with the jet engines.
Should have been funny.
Yes.
The devil shut out the Oilers 3-0. You've got the Islanders and the Penguins coming up later tonight. Time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Anejo Blanco, Cristalino Reposado Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. I was going to go with the Shine clip, but instead talking Monday Night Football earlier. And yes, Eddie dropped a new Boomer soundbite.
There's a certain point when you lose three in a row. How many positives are you going to take away from it before you really get sick of it?
Yeah.
Well, fucking years.
That's a strange way of saying it.
They lost last night.
Yeah. Yes, they did. To the Chiefs. The Buccaneers take on the 49ers.
Buccaneers. Buccaneers. Yes.
Why did you say that like that?
I have maybe this morning, yesterday. I have no idea. CBS Sports Minute Take.
No. I was there. It was during a live read yesterday.
Oh, it was. Yes. Okay. Oh, you guys are unbelievable.
That was a hard one to ignore.
You guys are just shoving me right out the door.
No. You know what? You know what it was? It was like I heard it. It was one of the breaks I was going to go to the bathroom. So, you know, I hear it. I'm like, did I hear that right? And as I'm sitting there taking a leak, I hear over the loudspeaker, Buccaneers. And I went, yeah, I did hear that right. That was a weird one.
Okay. Moment of the day. I wasn't sure how I was going to do that or not. I asked the guys, and then Pete Hoffman comes walking in, and the first thing he goes, Buccaneers.
All right. And he can't speak to begin with. So if he's making fun of Boomer, that's really bad.
Yeah.
Big tongue, yes.
Sold. All right, very good, Jerry. Thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.